The bill is being introduced by Congressman Chris Collins.
I am outraged at this, and I do believe the taxpayers in New York State will also be outraged.
Under Cuomo's plan, taxpayer dollars would fund college degree programs for convicted criminals in state prisons. Collins, a Clarence Republican, points out New York is already the highest tax state in the nation.
When hardworking families are accumulating college debt to get their kids through college, it's wrong. It means that the governor's priorities are not where they should be, focused on the future of our state. And, you know, I'm going to do what I can with legislation in Washington to make sure at least no federal dollars are used in this way.
Supporters say educating convicts so they can get a job when their sentence is up would keep them from returning to prison. Collins says he's not opposed to the programs already in place.
Not so much a general associate's degree from a community college. You know, that's not where the jobs for, I think, these folks are in the trade. And we already have, through the GED and trade programs, I think that's the education that would serve the public best.
Meanwhile, State Senator Mark Grisanti's petition opposing Cuomo's prison degree program has now gained over 5,000 signatures. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.